Hey, everybody. It's been a couple weeks since we talked, has it? Really, a couple months. So, I've been busy. I am starting this back up with the intention of just using this as kind of a way of keeping myself straight and honest with my production, with my creativity, with my projects. I have a few things in the pot right now, and so we're going to kind of go over those real fast. So I'm looking at my schedule on the wall right now, and I'm realizing I kind of forgot to put up a date yesterday. I really should be writing that out on Saturday, because Saturday tends to be my free day, so to speak. It's the day I don't have to write for most of the time, unless I'm overflowing the time that I was supposed to write during the week. Essentially, if I'm under quota, I write on Saturday. If I'm not under quota, I take Saturday off. So, looking at the schedule, at least on the spreadsheet, then, the goal this week is the writing and production of the first short story I'm writing. So, kind of an overview of what's going on this year. I'm planning on writing 10 short stories and 2 novels this year. That's the goal. It's a pretty hefty goal compared to my production in the last couple of years. I don't know if I'm gonna make it, but I'm gonna freaking try. We'll see. I have a schedule written out. It's a strict schedule, but it's not insane, I don't think. At least it doesn't start out insane. It gets kind of busy later on, but I think initially it starts off pretty fair. So, the story this week is a continuation of the Meyer short story from last year, the Two For You short story I put on Amazon. I didn't really make much of a fuss on it, so I haven't made any sales on it. Big surprise there. I really dig the character. I'd like to see more stories featuring her, so that's why three of the stories I'm writing this year should revolve around her. They're all connected stories, kind of the same little time period of her life, so we'll see how much I can get done in terms of kind of getting her situated. I have the stories kind of for her branched out, like the first one, I think the fourth one, and then the seventh one are hers, because their stories are interlocking in such a way that if I have to do major edits to the first one, it'll affect the third one. So I don't want to kind of bunch them all together and then have to do major rewrites on 2 and 3 because something major had changed in the first one. We'll see. I do the 10,000 words today, or not today, this week. I've got 5 days straight written of active writing. If I don't quite make the quota, I've got Friday and Saturday written as either flash fiction days or overflow days. The idea being is that, life comes up, things might happen. I might not be able to write one day, or I might write under par for one day. Essentially, if I stay above where I need to stay, then I can take advantage of the extra days, have some time off from writing, and then get right into it the next week. I also don't quite have it super easy this week because, in addition to writing that first story this coming week, I also need to create and outline the concepts for the next short story that's going to be written next week. Essentially, that is to be writing a story and prepping the next story each and every week for the next 10 weeks. That starts this week on the 16th and goes all the way until story 10 will be written on the week of May 18th through the 24th. Now, it's not just write outline for these coming months. No. I'm making it harder on myself. While I will be putting this first short story down on the 23rd, at least assuming I'm still writing it, I will be picking it back up on the 6th of April to do edits. Basically, at that point, I'll be editing, writing the fourth short story, and then outlining the fifth short story. The next week gets even harder because I will then be searching for alpha readers, editing the second story, writing the fifth story, and outlining the sixth story. Which continues crazy for 2 weeks until the 27th, when I'll be, for the first story, reviewing the feedback from the alpha readers, sending and finding alpha readers for the third story, editing the fourth story, writing the seventh story, and outlining the eighth story. And I think the craziest we get starts at the end of May, where on May 18th I'll be doing final edits for the first short story, sending out the third story to alpha readers, reviewing alpha reader stories, no, sorry, sending out the beta reader story version for the third story, reviewing alpha readers for the fourth story, searching for alpha readers for the sixth story, editing the seventh story, writing the tenth story, and that's it. No outlining at that point. After that week, it starts getting a little bit calmer, week into week into week, until kind of the first couple weeks of June. What happens in June, you're asking? Well, starting June 8th through the 19th, or really the 20th, is outlining for the first novel I'll be doing. I'll have a little bit of an advantage in that, the 10th short story I'm writing is going to be set in the same universe as the novel. The idea behind that is to kind of use that short story as kind of an in to the novel so that people who like the short stories and pick them up will go, oh, well, I want to know more about these characters. Let me go check out the novel. How I'm doing the releases for the short stories, this is kind of my tentative idea. I think it kind of works right now. But, you know, we'll see by the time things actually get released. Is I'll be releasing them as individual stories for 99 cents a piece. Once that 10th story is done and I get it edited, I'm going to go back, do the edits to the story from last year, and combine all 11 stories into a single anthology. The 10th story will be in that anthology and that anthology only. Going to release that for $2.99. Essentially, it's a lot better to just buy that one. But the other ones are there to make it look like I have a lot more stuff out there. They're designed to kind of encourage people to check out the anthology more than to buy individually. So, anyway. Outline starts for the novel in June. And throughout July and August, I will be writing. Most days, 2,000 to 3,000 words a day. I figure by then I will be used to writing 2,000 words a day because of having spent so many months, you know, writing short stories every day for 2,000 words, that I should be doing good by then. There's a whole description of everything I need to be doing for the novel, and then the second novel starting in September. I'll get into that as we get closer to that, but point is, I'm busy. I'm going to be really, really busy for the next couple of months, and that's a good thing. I would like to be writing more than 2,000 words a day, but between work and house and life, it might not be that easy. So I'm going to take advantage of what I can take advantage of and work on what I can work on. I don't expect it to be perfect. I don't expect to be able to resolve every single thing, but one step at a time, right? One step at a time. So, like I said, the official goal is this week. Active writing from Sunday through Thursday. If I need overflow days, I have 2 overflow days. Outline that second story. I will probably get into that next week's post. Kind of describe that a little bit more. And I think, do I really want to go into any more? Just some brief tidbits on Hidden Grid stuff. I'm behind on posting, as simple as that. I need to get back up into shape, and I really have no excuse. The editing doesn't really take a whole bunch of time, and I have the advantage of, during my day job, of being able to listen to a post. So I'm going to try to make a concentrated effort this week during the day job to try to listen to as many episodes as I can and get those episodes out. I've been really unfair to the listeners who've been very patiently waiting for me to get done with this. And I'm sorry for that. Life happened, which kind of put me off track, and then I've been having a hard time getting back on. But between the writing and some of the exercise I've been doing, I'm trying to get back on track in all areas of my life, and hopefully I can be fair to you listeners out there who are you fans of the Hidden Grid, and get that underway and get that done and get that out to you. So, I think as part of my chores for the day, besides writing the 2,000 words, I'm going to attempt to edit 2 of the episodes. We'll see. I have the notes for them already written down, so that shouldn't be a major problem. It's just a matter of actually taking care of things. So, hopefully I can catch up. I'm I know the post, the back post, are up to November, so I only have, 3 months at this point. It's just that every week I delay is adding closer and closer to another month on there. So I need to catch up. Suppose I need to catch up. So, okay, I am going to head off. This is somewhere around 10 minutes. We'll see how much I cut out. But I'm going to get this up, and you're going to start seeing these at least weekly. I don't think I can guarantee daily unless I really have a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't really want to just come up here and repeat the same thing day in, day out. I want to talk about progress, talk about getting things done. Maybe if I have a guest on, I might be willing to post more. We'll find out. But for now, I'm going to go finish this recording, edit it, post it, and then start trying to do some writing after I do some quick house chore work. I know, I'm delaying getting to the writing. I know it's button chair, I know, but I gotta get some of the stuff done in the house. Otherwise, the wife might kill me, and that would be bad for my writing. What do you think? Okay, so that's it. This has been The Hidden Node. I am Justin Deal. Goodbye.